In Indiana, some older teens charged with serious crimes are automatically sent to adult court. The vast majority of these youth are Black, and they can be sent to adult prison for decades. WFYI's Katrina Pross reports on why some experts say this process amplifies racial disparities and can set kids up to fail for the rest of their lives.
The Westville Correctional Facility in northwestern Indiana can house over 3,000 incarcerated people. One of them is Landis Reynolds. He's been here for 3 years, but it's his fourth prison in Indiana. Reynolds is 34 years old. 1 month after his 16th birthday, he was charged as an adult for a crime he calls a horrible choice. A crime, he says, with consequences he didn't understand at the time.
So 1 week, I'm doing homework, I'm playing video games, I'm hanging out with friends. The next, I'm in this wing surrounded by men that I don't necessarily think a 16-year-old should have been surrounded by.
While Reynolds awaited trial, he was placed in what he called the murder bubble in the Howard County Jail in Kokomo, Indiana. He was surrounded by adults who had been in and out of prison for violent crimes.
I spent a year and a half in the murder bubble fighting my case, and just looking back at that time, when I got arrested, I think I was about 5'5", 125 pounds, 130 pounds.
Reynolds has been incarcerated for more than half his life, sentenced to 50 years for murder and aggravated battery. Even though he was 16 when he was arrested, Reynolds was automatically charged as an adult under Indiana's direct file law. The law mostly applies to 16 and 17-year-olds who are charged with serious offenses, such as murder, armed robbery, and rape. Between July 2020 and June 2021, 65 teens were directly filed into the adult court system. Almost 85% of those youth were Black.
You know, the direct file has been an immediate avenue for children of color to be introduced to the criminal justice system. And again, once they're in there, it's very difficult for them to get out.
That's Democratic State Senator Jean Brough. She and other Democrats have tried to introduce legislation for the past several years that would eliminate direct file in Indiana, but those bills have never received hearings. If Indiana got rid of direct file, a juvenile judge with knowledge of young people and their circumstances would decide first if they should be in adult court. Joel Winicky is a senior staff attorney for the Indiana Public Defenders Council.
And at least let's give the kid a chance to, you know, put up a defense and explain why they are amenable to the juvenile court system.
He points to Indiana's recent law raising the legal smoking age to 21, and one argument that children can't understand the lifelong implications of starting to smoke.
But we still can waive a kid as young as 12 to the adult court system to face a lifelong punishment for something that they did.
Marion County Juvenile Judge Jeffrey Gaither acknowledges the flaws in the system, but says being tried as an adult is the only option for some teens.
There are some kids that come through the system we cannot help. The threat to public safety is so great that detention is the right thing to do.
Reynolds says he should face consequences for his crime. But he also says being sent to adult prison for decades had no rehabilitative effect for him or other youth in similar situations.
So you got to ask yourself, who do you want this person to become over the next 20 to 30 years? With the current system, you place them in the worst environment in their most formative years. And essentially what you're doing is you're manufacturing monsters.
Reynolds currently has another 5 years left of his sentence until his earliest possible release date. But he might be able to get out sooner as he's working toward a college degree. He says getting an education has been crucial in encouraging him to turn his life around. Once released, Reynolds says he wants to focus on nonprofit work to help those like himself who are impacted by the justice system.
You can't put a number of years on a person's life, but what you can do is you can fix an individual and make sure two lives aren't lost.
I'm Katrina Pross, WFYI News.